when somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, and he's just growing, and his arms and legs are too long for him, you say, I don't know what to do with him. He's an awfully.
Awfully. Read that again.
How about if the boys, or if this is referring to his physical appearance,
uh-huh.
You said, if this boy's growing and he's growing too fast, his arms and legs are too long and he doesn't know how to use them quite, you might say he's mighty, awkward or gangly?
Yeah, well, awkward, yeah.
How about, would you ever say clumsy or?
Oh, clumsy, yes.
Or gawny or gorman?
No.
Gawky. How about a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's a plain
nut.
Any other words?
Well, I'll say he's silly.
How about, is there a word you use for a man and a word you might use for a woman, only for a man?
Well, I'll say he or she.
How about a person that never spends any money, holds on to all his money?
Oh, I'll say he's stingy.
And what's a person that gets the most out of the others?
Person that gets the most out of the others. What, cheap?
Mr. Brown will pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it. He's a regular. And nobody ever beats him out of anything.
Mm-hmm. I should know that. Close.
Or a tight one,
yeah. Oh, tight, yeah.
When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Well, I'll use the word common. That's a person that don't care how they carry themselves, don't say, care what they say in the front of other people. Honestly, a common person's an old good person.
How about if an old man's very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite...
He looks, young.
He gets around well and...
Very well.
Fine. And then you might say, well, he's quite a...
Man.
He's quite...
An old man.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say he's awfully spry?
Oh, yeah, spry, yeah.
How about this, brash? Would you ever use that? Or peppy, trappy, chipper, fissity, fidgety?
I'd say chippy.
How about, if you get worried or concerned, you might say that you feel uncomfortable about it. Or you'd say you felt
worried.
The children are out later than you, so you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Would you ever say uneasy?
Uneasy, yeah.
Someone that doesn't like to go upstairs in the dark or go outside in the dark, you might say he's
scary.
Uh-huh. Other words?
Scared.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
Scary?
Uh-huh. If someone isn't afraid now, but she's outgrown it, you might say she isn't afraid now, but she...
I would say outgrown it. I don't... I